Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, Anthony Maseches Beya, Daf Lamed Aleph, the fourth parak Hamevi. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three times we're going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah states, Mevin Eitzim Min Asadu Umin Mechunas. We may bring wood from a field, from that which had been gathered into a pile before Yantiv, Umin Akarpaf, Afil Umin Hamafuzar. And from an enclosure, one may use even from what is scattered. Rashi explains that by gathering the wood before Yantiv, the owner has demonstrated his intention of using it, thereby removing its status, as Mukz Rava said, Ali Kanim Ba'ali Gafanim, leaves of reeds or leaves of vines, even if they are gathered and lying on the ground before Yantiv, since they would scatter if a wind would blow, k'mufuzar and damu ba'asurin. They are considered scattered already and are prohibited. Rashi explains that even if a wind doesn't scatter them, they're prohibited. Since the owner thought they would get scattered by the wind, he didn't plan on using them. Rava continues that if one placed a kli on the leaves the day before Yantiv so that they would not blow away, the leaves are not muksa. Pointing to the next Mishnah taught that one may chop wood from a beam that broke before Yantiv. However, ein mevakin lo bekardim v'lo b'maga v'lo b'magera el b'kofitz. One may not chop using an axe or a sickle or a saw, but only with a butcher's cleaver. Rashi explains that the axe, sickle, and saw are artisan's utensils, and someone using them would appear to be performing malacha with them. Rashi explains that a kardom is a cutting tool used by artisans to fashion saddles and utensils. These were often made with two cutting blades, a narrow pointy blade and a wide one. Rav Chinin bar Shalem said in the name of Rav in regard to a kardom, Oshana el benakvu shalo, abo bezachru shalo mutter. The prohibition was taught only about using the wide edge of the axe blade, but using its narrow edge is permitted. When the Gemara asks that this is obvious, given that the Mishnah permitted chopping with the butcher's cleaver, it answers that one might have thought that the Mishnah's leniency only applies to a butcher's cleaver that has no wide blade, of a kardom of a kofitz, but in the case of a single tool, which has both an axe blade and a cleaver blade, I would say that since the side of the wide blade is prohibited, the other side with the narrow blade is also prohibited. Rav Chinin is coming to inform us that the narrow side of the tool is permitted. And pointing me through the next Mishnah states, Baishuv Mali Peros V'Nifchas. If a room filled with produce was sealed before Yantav, but on Yantav it became breached, one may take produce from the place of the breach. Remer says, one may even breach the wall initially and take the produce. The Gemara questions Remer's leniency and asks, why is it permitted to breach the wall? But he's demolishing a wall. Rav Nachum Rada said in the name of Shmuel, Ba'avire Delivne. The Mishnah refers to a room whose wall consists of a pile of bricks. Rashi explains that the bricks were stacked but not cemented together. Remer permits the demolition of such a wall. The Gemara points out that it should still be problematic since these bricks are muksa as they were set aside for construction. Rabbi Zera answered that Rabbi Meir permits moving them on Yantav but not on Shabbos. Rashi explains that Rabbi Meir permits moving the muksa bricks because it's being done for the purpose of a Simchas Yantav. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Mevin eitz min asadu umin mechunas. We may bring wood from a field from that which had been gathered into a pile before Yantav, umin akarpaf, afil min hamafuza, and from an enclosure, one may use even what is scattered. Rashi explains that by gathering the wood before Yantav, the owner has demonstrated his intention of using it, thereby removing its status. Mukz Rava said, Alikonimbal Gafanim, leaves of reeds or leaves of vines, even if they are gathered and lying on the ground before Yantiv, since they would scatter if a wind would blow, Kamufuzarin Damuba Asurin. They are considered scattered already and are prohibited. Rashi explains that even if a wind does not scatter them, they are prohibited. Since the owner thought they would get scattered by the wind, he didn't plan on using them. Rava continues that if one placed a kli on the leaves the day before Yantiv so they would not blow away, the leaves are not muksa. Point number two, the next Mishnah taught that one may chop wood from a beam that broke before Yantav. However, ein mevakin lo bekardom, v'lo b'magal, v'lo b'magera el b'kofitz. One may not chop using an axe or a sickle or a saw, but only with a butcher's cleaver. Rashi explains that the axe, sickle, and saw are artisan's utensils, and someone using them would appear to be performing malacha with him. Rashi explains that a kardom is a cutting tool used by artisans to fashion saddles and utensils. These were often made with two cutting blades, a narrow pointy blade, and a wide one. Rav Chinin bar Shalem said in the name of Rav, in regard to a kardom, Oshanu el benakvu shalo, av bezachru shalo mutter. The prohibition was taught only about using the wide edge of the axe blade, but using its narrow edge is permitted. When the Gemara asks that this is obvious, given that the Mishnah permitted chopping with a butcher's cleaver, it answers that one might have thought the Mishnah's leniency applies only to a butcher's cleaver that has no wide blade, of a kardom of kofitz, but in the case of a single tool, which has both an axe blade and a cleaver blade, I would say that since the side with the wide blade is prohibited, the other side with the narrow blade is also prohibited. Rav Chinen is coming to inform us that the narrow side of the tool is permitted. And pointing me through, the next Mishnah states, Abayishu mali peros v'nifchas. If a room filled with produce was sealed before Yantav, but on Yantav it became breached, Nota mamakam apchas. One may take produce from the place of the breach. Rav Meir says, apoches l'chadchil v'nota. One may even breach the wall initially and take the produce. The Gemara questions Rav Meir's leniency and asks, why is it permitted to breach the wall? But he's demolishing a wall. Rav Nechumi Bar Ada said, in the name of Shmuel, ba'avire delivne. The Mishnah refers to a room whose walls consist of a pile of bricks. Rashi explains that the bricks were stacked but not cemented together. Rav Meir permits the demolition of such a wall. The Gemara points out that it should still be problematic since these bricks are muksa, as they were set aside for construction. Rav Yizera answered that Rav Meir permits moving them on Yantiv, but not on Shabbos. Rashi explains that Rav Meir permits moving the muksa bricks because it's being done for the purpose of Simchas Yantiv. All right, so now we go to Simfer Daf Lamed Aleph, and our standard simon is related to the word law. We use a judge. So here goes. The retired judge who grew frustrated when the wind blew his pile of leaves into his face on Yantiv, just as he was about to chop wood with the narrow blade of his axe, decided to breach the wall made from a pile of bricks and snack on his sealed-off produce. Once again, in slow motion. The retired judge, that must be Simfer Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The retired judge who grew frustrated when the wind blew his pile of leaves into his vase on Yantiv, which reminds us, we may bring wood from a field from that which has been gathered into a pile before Yantiv, umina karpaf, a field, umina mafuzer, and from an enclosure one may use even from what is scattered. Rav said when it comes to leaves of reeds or leaves of vines, even if they are gathered and lying on the ground before Yantiv, since they would scatter if a wind would blow, they're considered kumufuzarim, they're considered scattered already and are prohibited. Rashi explains that even if a wind doesn't scatter them, they are prohibited. Since the owner thought they would get scattered by the wind, he didn't plan on using them. Rava continues, if one placed a kli on the leaves the day before Yantiv, so they would not blow away, the leaves are not muksa. So the retired judge who grew frustrated when the wind blew his pile of leaves into his face on Yantiv, just as he was about to chop wood with the narrow blade of his axe, which reminds us that the next Mishnah taught that one may chop wood from a beam that broke before Yantiv. However, one may not chop using a cardam, an axe, or a sickle, or a saw, but only with a butcher's cleaver. Rav Chinen of Bar Shalemya said in the name of Rav in regard to the cardam, the axe, the prohibition was taught only by using the wide edge of the axe blade, but using its narrow edge is permitted. One might have thought the Mishnah's leniency applies only to a butcher's cleaver that has no wide blade, but in the case of a single tool which has both an axe blade and a cleaver blade, I would say that since the side with the wide blade is prohibited, the other side with the narrow blade is also prohibited. Rav Chinen is coming to inform us that the narrow side of the tool is permitted. So the retired judge who grew frustrated when the wind blew his pile of leaves into his face on Yantiv, just as he was about to chop wood with the narrow blade of his axe, decided to breach the wall made from a pile of bricks and snack on his sealed-off produce. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Bayishu mali peros benivchas, of a room filled with produce, was sealed before Yantiv, but on Yantiv became breach. Notam amakam apchas, one may take produce from the place of the breach. But Rav Meir says, apoches v'chadchil v'nota, one may even breach the wall initially and take the produce. Rav Nechumi Bar Ada said, in the name of Rav, that the Mishnah refers to a room whose wall consists of a pile of bricks. Rashi explains that the bricks were stacked, but not cemented together. Rav Meir permits the demolition of such a wall, even though these bricks are muksa, as they were set aside for construction. Rav Meir permits moving the muksa bricks, because it's being done for the purpose of Simchas Yantiv. So once again, the retired judge who grew frustrated when the wind blew his pile of leaves into his face on Yantiv, just as he was about to chop wood with a narrow blade of his axe, decided to breach the wall made from a pile of bricks and snack on his sealed-off produce. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.